It was, and I think what a good cricket wicket. That would have been an excellent four-day match if it had gone the 4 days. But I thought that we took some positives out of it. It's a shame that we couldn't obviously get a win. But I thought with the bat, there was four guys got stuck in today and really in this game and really battled. Matt Pardo, Neil Pinner, Joe Leach and Moeen. All four of them got stuck in and made sure we got a score. And with the ball, I thought we all battled hard today. But Gareth Andrew, I thought, bowled a really good spell and deserved his four wickets.
Did you and Lancashire come to anything this morning? Did you have any talks about what you might leave?
Yeah, we tried. We tried desperately. We obviously couldn't come to an agreement, which sometimes happens and you accept that. But we were hoping to try and play a game of cricket. I think they were keen, we were keen. But sadly, we just couldn't quite get to full agreement on something to chase. So we played out, obviously, the points. And thankfully, we managed to get our points.
You mentioned Gareth there. He came back mid-season after a long layoff. Probably the best spell he's bowled since he's come back into the side.
Yeah, I thought his first game back he bowled quite nicely, his first spell, ironically, but then he possibly dropped off a little bit for him, because if you remember back to last season, the second half of the year, he was really good. Today, I thought it helped him getting an early wicket, and that gave him confidence, and he took that confidence forward with a very good spell, and to take four wickets is... He's a great effort.
Sorry, we've won today, so in a close game, so you're beginning to get a little bit adrift at the bottom.
Yeah, you know, it was a great effort by Middlesex, and they nearly did it. And I was chatting to Richard Scott and Angus Fraser, the two Middlesex coaches, Thursday night, and both of them felt they were at the wrong end of it because it was turning square against a couple of quality spinners in Batty and Kartik, but to get close was a really, really good effort, and... I just wish they could have got a few more runs, because 8 more runs they would have been home, and us and Lancashire would have been delighted with that result. But wasn't to be. We can't do anything about that result. We weren't there. There's no way we could change that result. So we've got to move on, and our focus now is Durham, for the 4 day games anyway. And we look forward to that, because you know they're putting a special, or Onion's putting a special performance first innings in their game, and we've got to find a way of dealing with him.